Texans know all about taking what we're given and turning it into something good. But finding solutions isn't always easy. Sometimes you need the backing of a bank like Pinnacle Bank that understands your unique banking needs. Here when you need us, that's the Texas way. And at Pinnacle Bank, we think that's the way banking should be. Visit us online at PINNBANKTX.com. Pinnacle Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are back this weekend on our show, and we are ready for our Under the Helmet segment. Of course, that is being brought to you by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Join them online at PINNBankTX.com. And always joining us every week on our segment is Jason Peter, former NFL Husker standout. And let the battles begin. Jason, how about your Huskers? How are they shaping up as we get ready for the season opener?
Well, I think the only thing that is going to bring 90,000 people to Lincoln is the fact that it's opening weekend, not necessarily who they're playing. When I told my wife that Nebraska was playing Chattanooga, she said, "Who's that? Who are they?" It's not the biggest game in the world, but Nebraska fans are excited because it's the first game of the season, and like every year, there are expectations, and you got the people out there that drink the Kool-Aid and think that it's another national championship year, but you also have some people out there who think making the transition to the Big Ten that Nebraska's in line for 8-4, maybe a 9-3 season. So depends on who you talk about in terms of where Nebraska will finish. But I think the one thing that everybody has in common, and this goes back to the days when Bill Callahan was the coach here, was the one thing that everybody wanted and they didn't get out of Callahan teams was that the kids played hard. And that's one thing you can guarantee that this team will do. They have since Bo Pelini has taken over, and people expect that.
Okay, the competition this weekend against Chattanooga, it's not impressive, but we've been hearing a lot of praise about your quarterback in Taylor Martinez, and Coach Bo Pelini had said that, you know, he is light years ahead of where he was last year at this time. What part of his game, and what's improved so much in the offseason, Jason?
Well, I don't believe anything until I see it. That's just the way I am. I don't care what Bo Pelini or what Tim Beck says. He's still a young kid. He's going to be a red-shirted sophomore now. And certainly last year he started off well. After four or five, six games of the season, people were talking about him as a legitimate Heisman Trophy contender. Now, last year's preseason was not that much better than this year's preseason. So through the first three, four games of the year, it's not that difficult. If you have some athletic ability and you are a decent football player, those are some games that you're going to be able to shine. And he did those things. And the offense, let's not kid ourselves. I mean, it's built kind of for the quarterback. Nebraska's been trying to go to one of these spread offenses, and even last year under Sean Watson, who's no longer here, that was the offense that they were trying to do. So the quarterback has, if he's not handing the ball off, he's got the option to throw or he's got the option to run. And Taylor Martinez he's an athlete. And we've heard a lot about his arm and what he can do with it, but we haven't seen it yet. So for me, they can tell me that he's got Joe Montana-like passing skills. I'm not going to believe it until I see him to go out there and actually do it. Because it's one thing to do it in practice when you know a defensive end, a blitzing linebacker isn't going to ear hole you on your blind side. It's a whole other thing to do it when the guys are coming live, and nobody's going to blow the whistle to save you. You're not wearing a green jersey. You know, these guys are coming for your head, and having that in the back of a quarterback's mind is one of the biggest things. I think you know, whether or not a quarterback is successful or not.
Okay, Jason, only time will tell as far as the maturity and the leadership of Taylor Martinez, but is he healthy? Is he 100%?
Yeah, as far as we know, unless the coaching staff and the training staff are hiding something down there. And you know, even with, I guess, my skepticism of him, don't get me wrong, this kid, when he first played last year, and the first time that he decided he was going to tuck the ball and run, he's got a burst that only a handful of kids that I've seen play have. When he decides he wants to go, there's not a guy on the field who can catch him for those first 20, 25 yards. You know, he's not that one guy. He's not one of those guys that's going to just break away from the pack. But if he gets a step on you, it's going to be hard to catch this guy. But he is, don't get me wrong, he is a athlete. He's one of the best athletes on the field. When he wants to use that athleticism, he can make things happen.
We're doing our Big Ten breakdown with our Under the Helmet segment with the great Jason Peter, three-time national champ at the University of Nebraska. And you'd mentioned it, the new offensive coordinator in Tim Beck, the no-huddle offense, it's been revamped. One of the names that's emerged and popped up is the wide receiver in Jamal Turner. He was pretty special in the spring game. What can you tell us about him?
He was very successful for that spring game, and he had a great just spring ball as a whole. I know that he's getting snaps at receiver, but he'll also, as far as I know, he'll be the number two quarterback if something is to happen to Martinez. And remember, I mean, in these types of offenses where the quarterbacks are running the ball, they're taking more shots, they're taking more hits. There's a good chance that he's going to get knocked out, whether it's for a series or whether it's for a game. You just don't know, but the chances are much greater than if he was a pocket quarterback. So Jamal Turner is the number two guy, but the coaches love this guy so much, he's one of those guys that they say, we've got to get him on the field some way or another. He's a difference maker. And like you mentioned with Nebraska in the spread offense, it's not just Nebraska's spread offense, it's everybody's spread offense. You get your playmakers on the field, you get them in space, you get them the ball. And he's one of those guys. So, you know, I don't know how much they'll use him. I don't know what packages. I'm sure they have something for him. But I'm sure, you know, if he's not a huge contributor in the first half of the season, I'm sure by the second half he'll probably be a guy that Nebraska fans are very familiar with.
Okay, Jason, scout the defense for us, because this is an area that I think you've got a lot of confidence in. You guys only allowed close to, 14 points per game last year. That was the fourth best average in the nation.
Yeah, this is what Bo does. He's a defensive guy, and there are absolutely no concerns. I think as a coach, the thing that if you could make up your own defense, you'd say, I want an All-American on the defensive line, I want an All-American at linebacker, and I want an All-American in the secondary. They have that. They've got Jared Crick up front, who is, you know, preseason Big Ten Player of the Year. They've got an all-returning All-American at linebacker, Levante David, who is one of those guys that can just fly. You can just fly. I mean, you know, it's odd going into the Big Ten with, you know, I think there is this idea of Big Ten linebackers, and they're 245, 250 pounds. I mean, back, you know, when I played, it was Andy Katzenmoyer, and you know, there's always just, I think, there's, you know, when you think of the Big Ten, you think great linebackers, and the kids that have played for Ohio State and Penn State, you know, the list just goes on and on, but they have a linebacker there in Levante David, and he's kind of the anti-Big Ten linebacker. He's one of these guys that's a little underweight, but he just flies. He's got a nose for the football. It was a regular, I think, comment with Bo in post-game pressers last year. People would come in and say, wow, Levante David played, what a game, 18 tackles or whatever. And it would usually be Bo saying, yeah, but the mental errors and the times that he got caught out of position. He still makes the play, but now with another year under his belt, he was a JC transfer, so he's had another year to study this defense. He knows what he's going to do. When that ball snapped, it's boom. This is my responsibility. I'm going, and I'm going to make the play. And if he gets that part of it, look out, because this kid was an absolute stud last year. He's, the sky is the limit for him. And then, you talk about in the secondary, and we've talked about him before. He's dinged up. I don't think he's playing on Saturday, but that's Alfonso Dennard. And this was a guy... last year he played opposite Prince Amukamara, and Prince Amukamara was a first-round draft pick of the New York Giants. This kid is better than Prince. He's just he's a football player. He can, he'll go on an island. He'll cover the other team's best receiver all day long. He doesn't need any help, and but he'll also come up and he'll play the run. So he's the type of guy that you want. So the defense I'm not concerned about. Obviously, you got three great ones there, but you need 11 other guys too. And Bo, though, I think has done a pretty good job of building depth over the years. So there's going to be some playmakers out there on that defensive side of the ball.
Nebraska with depth and experience on the defensive slot, of course. Bo Pelini looking to build on his 10-4 season from last year. We just have a few more minutes. Jason, I do want to ask you, we've got a big game Saturday night, Oregon and LSU. Who's your favorite in that particular matchup at Cowboys Stadium?
I know this might not go over well with some of the SEC folks, but I just think you got to go with Oregon. If I was a defense coordinator, the first team out of the chute that I don't want to play is probably Oregon. There's conditioning factors that when you're playing that hurry up and that spread and you don't have time to even, get your guys in a semi-huddle, everybody's just yelling out calls. There's a lot of stuff that, there's a reason why most teams, they schedule a powder puff to play because you got to work those kinks out, and you don't have that luxury.
That's
and
right.
Nowadays, it depends on how the rest of the college football season goes, but if you lose a game, there's a good chance that you're not going to be playing for a national championship. Now, nowadays, it seems that there are some teams that lose one, maybe even two games and still can find their way, but I think we'll probably get to that back to that point where you have undefeated teams playing for national championships. I think that, the days of Florida winning with two losses, I think that's kind of the exception to the rule. But I just, I think LaMichael James coming back, and, he was clearly one of the top two, three running backs last year. The issues that LSU has with Jordan Jefferson not playing and the distraction that whole the distraction that's had on the other players. I just think that you got to go with Oregon here.
I agree with you. I'm picking Oregon. I think they're impressive in the fact I had mentioned this with Brian Jones in our first segment. I mean, this was a team, you talked about the tempo and just how fast they play. They averaged almost 50 points a game last year.
Yeah. This is what Nebraska is trying to do. Now, that's a whole other argument or conversation with Nebraska wanting to be like somebody else's offense. I always feel like Nebraska should be Nebraska and people want to be like you. But this is kind of what we're hearing Tim Beck is wanting to run here is that sort of offense. And that's a difficult offense to not only learn, but to try to stop. And, they've got, I think they've built a system out there where they're able, if they lose a guy, whether it's to injury or to graduation, that they have the next guy in line who is familiar with the offense. He can step in and he can run it, and they don't miss a heartbeat. And, you know, really, I mean, they've kind of perfected that spread offense. And, you know, like Nebraska, there's other schools that want to run the offense like Oregon. I don't think anybody runs it like Oregon. There's only one Oregon out there, and they run it better than anybody. And it's just for the first game of the year, that's going to be a tough one. I mean, there's going to be guys on that defense from LSU that, you know, they're going to be gassed. And when you're gassed, the first thing that goes is the thing sitting underneath that helmet. And then you start jumping off sides, and, you know, it all just goes downhill from there. But, hey, that's the reason why they play the game. Crazier things have happened, and LSU beating Oregon wouldn't necessarily go down as one of my, you know, top five biggest shockers. LSU's a great football team, and Les Miles has done a tremendous job down there, and there's a reason why they're one of the most feared teams in college football.
It certainly is going to be a compelling matchup. I'll be platooning between watching a little bit of that game, but I got to check out my Sooners with their home opener against Tulsa. Jason, we're flat out of time. We certainly appreciate you dropping by. We will look forward to catching up with you next week, and I promise we will delve into, we'll talk about what else is going to happen with this Big 12 shakeup and the A&M Aggies. They're saying bye-bye.
Big 12? What is that? Is there a conference called Big 12?
Easy. Maybe? Easy. Come on, Jay.
All right.
Okay, Jason. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, E.
Much more straight ahead. Join us online at eradiosports.com. We will be right back.